Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 22nd. Coming up, dozens of professors at Illinois colleges and universities are on a watch list ran by slain activist Charlie Kirk's organization. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Political leaders from Illinois' past and present sat in the pews of Central Baptist Church in Springfield on Saturday to attend the funeral services of former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Jim Edgar regularly attended the church, which rang its bells as his family members carried his casket inside. Attendees included former Governor Pat Quinn and current Governor J.B. Pritzker. Pritzker says when he was first elected in 2019, he looked to Edgar for mentorship.
So every time we passed a balanced budget, like an excited kid to a parent, I'd say, look, I did what you said I should do. I passed a balanced budget. And then he'd say, good job, now do it again.
Edgar was a two-term Republican governor who led the state through much of the 90s. He died at 79 from complications of pancreatic cancer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Today marks 40 years since the first Farm Aid event. The historic live music benefit has featured players like the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty. Co-director Jennifer Fahey says the group's founders, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, weren't aware they were founding anything. They just wanted to make a change when they hosted their first concert in Champaign in 1985.
Farm Aid started organizing the Farmer and Rancher Congress, which was a nationwide gathering of farmers from every agricultural county across the country. That was tremendous, and it was the first time that farmers had really organized in that way.
Farm Aid became a platform for farmers to advocate for policies like the 1987 Ag Credit Act, which put a stop to nationwide foreclosures of family farms and homes. A joint town hall last Thursday night in Champaign focused on rising energy costs and recent cuts to social services. IPM Student Newsroom's Anna Koh has the details.
The conference room at the Illini Terminal was packed with attendees. The town hall started with a presentation about how Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is impacting Illinois, including cuts to the SNAP food assistance program and Medicaid. State Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana says she's heard from lots of people also concerned about rate increases from Ameren in our area.
And we didn't have good answers for that because we didn't control the rate increases, and we wanted to bring together people in our community so they can get information firsthand directly from Ameren and find out what they can do to lower their costs.
State Senator Paul Faraci encouraged community members to sign up for community solar as a way to save on utility bills. Amanda Koh, IPM News.
Students marched down the quad at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign on Friday to urge the school to divest from fossil fuels. The protest comes after student activists were penalized a year ago under the university's new expressive activity policy, which changed campus rules for public demonstrations. Gabby Del Santo is the student body president and vice president of Students for Environmental Concerns. She says she's worked hard to understand and follow the rules.
The sense that I still get is that nobody fully gets what's going on with them. I think that they make some sense, and I think that they're trying to do some things, but when it comes to the actual implementation of them and the understanding of students, it's just not there yet.
Del Santo says the way the new policies were implemented over the summer after the pro-Palestinian protests was suspicious, and she would like to see them change. U of I says it updated the expressive activity policy because protesters at the time said the rules were unclear. Still to come, dozens of professors at Illinois colleges and universities are on a watch list ran by slain activist Charlie Kirk's organization. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 80 degrees with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 84 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 64 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 76 degrees, with a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we'll mark the 40th anniversary of Farm Aid, the mega concert that took over Champaign, Illinois' Memorial Stadium in 1985. Plus, we'll consider whether government policy might be pushing more and more of today's farmers into trouble. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Nearly 50 instructors at Illinois colleges and universities are on what's called the Professor Watch List. It's an online database compiled by late conservative activist Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. His nonprofit says it aims to document professors who, quote, advance leftist propaganda in the classroom. Mawa Iqbal reached out to every Illinois professor on the list. Several said they've faced hate online and, in some cases, threats of sexual assault and death. And a content warning, this story contains references to rape and other violence that some listeners may find objectionable.
Laura Beth Nielsen teaches sociology at Northwestern. She found herself on the list for, ironically, her research on hate speech. It all started in 2017 when she wrote an op-ed for the LA Times, arguing that hate speech can lead to high blood pressure and low self-esteem, among other illnesses. She went on Fox News to discuss her op-ed with former host Tucker Carlson. And was added to the Professor Watch List website around the same time for being, quote, anti-free speech. For weeks afterwards, Nielsen says she received dozens of hate emails and mailed letters, sometimes up to 15 a day. The worst ones, she says, were of people threatening to rape her in front of her children and husband. She eventually couldn't bring herself to even open them.
I had my husband, I'm like, I need you to read my emails and like just put them somewhere. And then my husband could not do it.
Nielsen says it disrupted her life, but she had put it aside until Kirk was fatally shot. After Kirk's death, President Trump ordered all American flags to be flown at half staff.
It does feel very oddly alienating from your own country to have everyone mourning this person who I was on his list of people that he wanted to, I don't know what the verb is at the end of that sentence, destroy, ruin their life.
The website was launched in 2016 by Kirk's Turning Point USA and targets professors for promoting what the site calls racial ideology, among other things. The highest number of Illinois professors on the list come from Northwestern, and that's because the site flagged several faculty who are also medical practitioners offering gender-affirming care at Lurie Children's Hospital. Three professors even come from the private evangelical Christian school Wheaton College. And here's Kirk talking about the watch list in a promotional video online.
The Professor Watch List uncovers the most radical left-wing professors from universities that are known to suppress conservative voices and advance the progressive agenda.
For those on the list, their disciplines and experience varied. Some professors were tenured, while others were visiting lecturers. Some taught chemistry and physics, and others focused on history and gender studies. Several who spoke with WBEZ say the site grossly mischaracterizes and reduces their work. The site includes each professor's name, headshot, a short description on why they're on the list, and sometimes a phone number for their department. Robert Pape is a political science professor at the University of Chicago.
This is part and parcel of the escalating era of violent populism.
He is not on the list, but much of his research includes analyzing how these online lists can foment animosity and violence. The perpetrators, he says, are getting more sophisticated in their planning and are turning to websites that target specific individuals with differing political ideologies.
When there's information that's put on the web that is identifying somebody as a particular political danger to a group, and it can be really to any group, this carries a greater degree of seriousness than it did just a few months ago.
One professor from Chicago says he and his family members have received emails and social media messages telling him to die. He's on the professor watch list for writing about racial inequities in science fields. He agreed to speak with us, but wants to keep his name and school anonymous for fear of being targeted again.
Do I have to constantly update my family and my students and have them sort of keep their head on a swivel because of the heightened intensity around, you know, the hate rhetoric that has come out of this space.
Turning Point USA did not respond to a WBEZ query about how some professors on the watch list have gotten death threats. Iman Abdelhadi, unfortunately, is no stranger to those threats. She's an assistant professor at the University of Chicago studying human development across cultures. She's outspoken in her advocacy for Palestinian self-determination. It's what landed her on the professor watch list in 2023. And Abdelhadi says she's received a new wave of hate since Kirk's death.
An email I got yesterday literally said that the person said, "I hope you die in front of your family."
The University of Chicago does offer professors a mechanism for reporting threats to the UChicago Police Department, as well as mental health counseling. In a statement, the university says it takes potential threats, quote, extremely seriously. But for her own safety, Abdelhadi paid a company to scrub her personal information off the internet. She's also had her office phone and email taken off the university's website and locked her social media accounts. Still, Abdelhadi says she's not going to stop speaking out. As a Palestinian American, she says it's in her tradition to do so.
I just don't think that I would be living up to my values if I relented in the face of this harassment. And so I try really hard not to let the fear stop me from saying what I think is right.
But Abdelhadi does fear for her life. Even though she's only 36, she's written a will. She says that's in case she's ever physically attacked. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Aoshi Basu, Anna Koh, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.